Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Aaron Gwill. Batting second. The left fielder, Terrence Long. Batting third. The DH, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Emil Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Angel Barroa. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Buck. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Joe McEwing. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, J.P. Howell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Tadahito Iguchi. Batting third. The DH, Carl Everett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Widger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Pablo Ozuna. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Freddy Garcia. And now, play ball. Aaron Gwill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gwill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Podsednik takes first base on ball four. Tadahito Iguchi is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Iguchi hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Buck fields it and throws to first for the out. Podsednik moves to second. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Konerko takes first base on ball four. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rowand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stairs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Iguchi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tehan strikes out. Two outs. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe misplays the ball. That's an error on Uribe. Stairs moves to second. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Gwill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Uribe hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Widger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Widger hits a fly ball into center field. Quill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Gwill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gwill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gwill hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ozuna hits a line drive into left field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stairs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Podsednik for the out. Two outs. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Igoshi is 0-for-1 in the game. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a line drive into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sweeney moves to second. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Garcia covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barroa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rowand is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barroa is 0-for-1 in the game. Barroa strikes out. One out. John Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buck is 0-for-1 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Buck. The throw from Widger and he is safe. Buck steals second. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McEwing is 0 for 1 in the game. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Gwill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gwill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck moves to third. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe strikes out. Two outs. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Widger is 0 for 1 in the game. Widger hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pablo Ozuna batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ozuna is 0 for 1 in the game. Ozuna takes first base on ball 4. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Podsednik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Widger scores. Ozuna moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Ozuna, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Ozuna steals home. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tadahito Igoshi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Igoshi is 0 for 2 in the game. Igoshi hits a fly ball into center field. Gwill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stairs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rowand. Brown reaches second base with a double. Stairs moves to third. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stairs scores. Brown moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Barroa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. John Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0 for 2 in the game. Everett takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowand is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowand strikes out. 2 outs. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Everett moves to second. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Uribe is 0 for 2 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 2 in the game. McEwing hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aaron Gwill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gwill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gwill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rowand. Long reaches second base with a double. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Sisco now pitching. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Widger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Widger takes first base on ball 4. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ozuna is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ozuna bunts in front of the plate. Buck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Anderson pinch hits for Scott Podsednik. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Bloom pinch runs for Chris Widger. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 0 for 3 in the game. Igoshi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Anderson now playing left field. AJ Pierzynski now catching. Neil Kotz now pitching. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Andres Blanco pinch runs for Matt Stairs. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Blanco moves to third. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tehan strikes out. 1 out. Luis Vizcaino now pitching. Angel Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barroa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barroa bunts towards the mound. Vizcaino fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanco scores. Brown moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Royals. John Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Andres Blanco now playing second base. Joe McEwing now playing first base. MB Oryx Burgos now pitching. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Everett strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Konerko strikes out. 2 outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rowand is 0 for 3 in the game. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards first. McEwing scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rowand for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 3 in the game. McEwing strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Gwill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gwill is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gwill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gwill moves to second. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Vizcaino covering, for the out. Gwill moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney is walked intentionally. Andres Blanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Andres Blanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Higuchi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McDougal now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dye strikes out. 1 out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 3 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field. Gwill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4. And Chicago White Sox, too. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.